out. Make sure you got some space.
We don't warm up. I don't even use those words in my vocabulary. We do not warm up. We train. This is our training time that we then apply to our literature. This is our training. This is not, I got to stretch my cords now. That's not what we're doing. We are training our bodies for war. Okay. Number one is posture. Separate your feet. So in American show choir, we all sing our ballads with our feet like this. It's so stupid. But we all have to do it. It's so stupid. You want a nice wide base. And hip width is not these hips. It's those hip bones. So hip width. I am a fan of one foot slightly in front of the other because as human beings, we have a tendency to rock back on our heels when our feet are parallel. So we want a little bit of a forward energy. Let me see it. You get those hands at your sides. Unless you're naked, there's no need to stand like this. So your hands should just be at your sides. Now, everything is about space. You want as much space as you can get from your hip bone to your rib. You want as much space as you can get from your shoulder to your ear. And you want that sternum lifted up towards your chin. Very, very confident posture. This is it. So now your instrument is ready. It's perfect. It's not broken. It is ready to go. Let's do some stretching. Squeeze those shoulders up by your ears because it feels so good when you drop down. All right. Do it again. Oh, drop down. One more good squeeze because it feels good. Oh. All right, now then readjust your posture if anything shifted. Now, keep that sternum lifted. Everything is tall except your head gets to rest a little bit. Chin to your chest. Stretch the upper back of the neck. Just let it hang there for a second. And then bring your head up. And then let's work on that ear-to-shoulder space. So left ear over to the left shoulder. Keep that shoulder down. As much space as you can. You'll feel a nice stretch across your shoulder. And then let's go to the other side. We carry so much tension here as humans that we got to stretch it out before we want to work our voice to avoid any injury. Then bring your chin back to your chest like you were before. And if you put a little pressure on the back of your head, you'll get a little deeper stretch on the upper back. Oh, that is good stuff. All right, roll those shoulders. This is number one. Posture is number one. Not breath, not tone, not posture is number one. And we sing a lot of pop, and we start going like this. And this all goes away. Okay, so when in doubt, boobies out. Okay. They just took off 10% of my pay. Okay, right, get that sternum lifted. Okay. Shoulders down, get that sternum lifted. And now, finally, we get to get to the breath. This is the hardest part, kiddos. This will take you years to master. You are not going to be better at it today, but I'm going to give you some ideas to think about. This takes years and years and years and years and years and years of good practice. All right. Abraham Lincoln said, if I had 8 hours to chop down a tree, I would spend 6 sharpening my axe. What does that mean?
Most of the work is done in preparation.
Absolutely. Not the execution. What do you think? Did you have a different idea?
You nailed it.
We got to sharpen our axe. This is where the majority of our time needs to be spent, not on the literature. And that's the mistake that we all make as teachers. Oh my God, we got to learn 97 songs. Let's get to it. And we forget about sharpening our axe. So when we do chop down the tree, it takes a lot longer and it doesn't look good. All right? So we need to sharpen our axe. This is the most important part. Nice and tall. Now, when you breathe in, every muscle that, ladies, we've been trained since birth to hold in, right? So that we look good when we walk sideways. Okay? And we wear Spanx. We have to release these muscles. We have to release and let the lungs fill up from the bottom to the top. We got to get the diaphragm down and then let it do the work for us. But you can't really feel that muscle. I felt it earlier when I had the hiccups. You can't feel that muscle. It's hard to control something you can't feel. This I can do. But my diaphragm, I got to do a little extra thought because I don't really know if it's doing what it's supposed to do. So we've got to release these muscles. Let that air get into the bottom of our lungs, get our other organs out of the way. I shouldn't have that muffin I had a little while ago. And allow the air to fill. Now, I want you to just stand normal. And I'm going to ask you in just a second to blow out all the air you have in your lungs and to not breathe. Then all I'm going to ask you to do is open your throat Not go, I just want you to open your throat. And gravity is going to do most of the work for you. So let's get started. You are not going to like this. Blow out all the air that you have. And then don't take in any more. Good posture. And then stop. Don't take any breath. Don't breathe. Don't breathe. Don't breathe. I know it's torture. Don't breathe. Oh, in the States. Don't breathe. Come reaching in. Oh, don't breathe. Now you're going to open your throat on three, two, open. Right? You thought I was hired to kill you, didn't you? Steve wants to start all over. He wants a new group. I really come here to kill you.
Only the ones that survive.
Only the ones that survive will say. This is KW Glee, Hunger Games, first hand. Now, if I told you that's all you need to do to breathe, you will think I'm crazy. That is all you need to do.
You're crazy.
I'm right? Thank you. You get paid. You don't need to go. Wait a minute. Mama say, mama say, mama makusa. Mama say, mama say, mama makusa. Mama say, mama. You don't have to do that. We have gravity. It will do it for you. We call it build it, and they will come. If you create the space, hello, physics, when I move this, what goes there? Air, right? And now I'm gonna move that air out of the way and put that there. When you make the space, what's gonna go there? Air. Okay, we have a tendency as singers to overfill. We overfill. So our lungs are like a pitcher. We pour in water, it goes to the bottom, and it rises to the top. Should do the same with your lungs. It goes, should go, not go down and fill up this way. It should go to the bottom and fill up just like a pitcher of water. Now, when we sing a little bit, we use a little bit of it. And then when we breathe, we take in more than we use, and we overfill. And that's when we start to get tight like this. We have too much air in there. We have a tendency to overfill. We are just going to open. Now, hands here, right on your upper abs. I'm going to go one. I'm not going to make you hold your breath this time. One, two, three. I want you to open your throat as big as it can be. Make this space. Release these muscles. And let the air go in. One, two, open. And out. And you will notice such an ease in your singing when you start to make this a habit. It will be less tight. It will be less effortful. I don't know if that's a word. But it will be less that. Let's do it again. Now, this time, really think about these releasing and this throat opening big so that when we sing, we use all of our backspace in our throat. One, two, open. And out. Now, we've got to make this a little harder because we don't get to go la, la, la. We have to sing long phrases. Okay, we have to sing long phrases. So now, once that air is in there, that's the easy part. Now we have to know how to use that air. We have to know how to use that air. And that's where all of these muscles come into play. And what I'm going to talk about today are your internal muscles and your external muscles. All right? When you take in that breath, and this is all released, and then you start to sing a phrase, you need to engage those internal muscles and keep in what we call a phase of suspension through at least half of the phrase or the peak of the phrase. And then once you're over that hump, you start to engage your external muscles and help guide the rest of the air out. So our intercostals and then our external abdominals, and it's just a cycle of that every time we breathe and sing a phrase. All right, so you're right in front here, Purple. So I'm going to be the internal muscles, and I'm going to have you be the external muscles, and then you're all going to do this. Let's go over here so they can see. Because then you're all going to do this. So I'm the internal muscle. She's the external muscle. We're going to take a breath, so you're going to open, and I'm going to engage. One, two, open. Now we sing, we sing, we sing, we sing, we sing, we sing. We're in suspension, we're in suspension. Now we're halfway through the phrase, and I'm going to engage my external muscles. Go. How you are awesome. High five. Now, notice we didn't do this. Let's take a breath. One, two, three. And we sing and we sing and we sing and we sing. And now we're going to engage the external muscle. Okay. The internal muscle stays at work. But eventually the external muscle's going to win the game. We get our belly button towards our spine. It's kind of like squeezing a toothpick. You are amazing. Round of applause, please, for Purple. It's like squeezing a toothpaste tube. You have your toothpaste, toothbrush. You have your toothpaste. You go, and you get just the right amount on your toothbrush. Now what happens if you just step on that toothpaste tube?
Too much.
Everywhere! And then you blame your brother on the back. It's everywhere, it's everywhere. You gotta control that toothpaste tube to get the exact amount. It's the same thing here with your breath. So find a partner, and then decide who's the internal breath, who's the internal muscle, who's the, and tell me if you don't have a partner. Who's the internal muscle? Who's the external muscle? Oh, he's got one. Okay, so people on this side, be the internal. You and me, buddy. People on this side are the external. Now, when we take a breath, you're right here in the middle. When we take a breath, the internal muscles release and engage. We're going to hold it for 8. And then the external muscles are going to engage. And we're going to, for 8. Okay. Right now, we're just going to count. And then eventually, we're going to add our breath. So here we go. We're going to take in a breath on 1, 2, 3, internal muscles. And we're 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now the external muscles engage. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then that's the end of our phrase. Right? Okay, now let's put this to work. Good job. Now, face front. You're going to open. You're going to hiss. We're going to do it. Good job. You know how to hiss. We're going to do it for 16. For the first 8, you're going to keep those internal muscles engaged. And we call this suspension. For the second 8, you're going to engage. Now, don't forget about those internal muscles. They don't ever stop working. And then we engage the external, all the while keeping that throat space open. Open. That was like Sesame Street. Did you have that in Canada?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shoot. I don't know. Okay, here we go. Hands here. We're going to start here and really feel that space open. And I'm going to do this, and then I'm going to do this to help visually guide you. We're going to open, hiss, hiss. 1, 2, open. More sounds. Now engage. Bring that belly button towards the spine. Keep the throat open. And then keep your throat open as you stop the air. We don't close our throat to stop singing. We stop the air. Try that again. Now this time, do what I do. And engage. And then you'll engage. Here we go. On 1. Now you're not going to breathe. You're going to open. 1, 2, open. Really move those muscles here. Now slowly control them. Don't let them control you. Okay, that feels like child's play to me. We're going to go 12 and 12. Here we go. Do the same thing. 1, 2, 3. Now we engage. 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3. Keep your throat open. That's hard, no? We must do that. Practice makes
perfect.
Practice makes permanent. Practice makes permanent. You can practice all day long. Wrong. And that will become permanent. That ain't perfect, but it will become permanent. You have to. Every time you are on the stage, every time you are with this group of people, every time you are in the presence of these wonderful people, have to give 100%. Or if it's a complete waste of our time, it's a complete waste of time. Complete waste of time. They are here. We are here.
Cheering for you,
right? I am here. I say this all the time. But today it will be like they've never heard it.
I know! I love it!
Cray, cray. Now. Otherwise, it's a waste of time. Like, you talking right there, right now, you just wasted everybody's time. Because I had to stop and write that out. And Abby hates me, but that's okay.
We got lots of kids.
I didn't come here to have you like me. Okay. They ain't paying me to be funny. That's just natural. Thanks for my favor. Practice makes permanent. So when you don't practice at your highest level, you are making that a habit. You are making that a habit. And that's Aristotle. We are what we repeatedly do. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is a habit. Not an act that you do on occasion. It's a habit. Excellence is a habit. So you can choose to be excellent, and maybe from this day forth, that is your choice. I remember the day I made that choice, and I didn't look back. I didn't look back at the people I was leaving behind. I didn't look back at that horrible man. I moved forward and said, uh-uh, this ain't for me. I'm gonna make a choice today. You're a lot older and smarter than I was when I made that choice. So you gotta make the choice. And maybe you don't want to. Excellence is hard work. I could be on my couch right now. It's Sunday, y'all. But I love excellence, and I love kids, and I want you to be excellent. Because you have so much to offer the world, and you have been given so much by these people that you owe them that. You owe your parents that, to go forth and be excellent. Amen?
Amen.
Okay. You ready to sing?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we could work breath all day. I'm only here 2 hours. Okay, we could work breath all day, and I want to sing me some Michael Jackson. We'll talk about that later. Because the neighbors in my hotel do not like me, because they heard Wannabe starting something about 97 times this morning. Nice and tall. Here's a G. Now you're not going to breathe. You're going to open. And I want you to sing that G on. Ooh. 2, 3. Nice job. Now, keep that pitch in your head. We're going to hum. Because from the hum, when we do it correctly, all the other vowels come from. So, oh, your posture's gorgeous. Now, mouth is closed, normal. Release your jaw so that your teeth separate, but your lips don't. Now, feel where your tongue is. It should be on the floor of your mouth with the tip of the tongue connected to the back of the bottom teeth. Now, your hard palate. That little bump in the middle, and then back to your soft palate. This is an example of what your mouth should look like. Here's your teeth, here's that little bump, and then that's what your soft palate should be doing. Not this. Open that throat and lift that palate. Now, through that space, breathe through your mouth, replace it, and then sing that G. 2 and. We don't sing through the mouth. Sing through the eyes. Try it again. 2 and. Close your lips. Gorgeous. Now I want you to do that again and really think about that soft palate being lifted. 2, 3. Bigger space. Doing this. Do this. Oh, no, you're out. Here's our pattern. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. C major. Sorry, I'm like G. So just hum for me. 1, 2, and. Take it off. Okay. You gotta breathe open. Now this is a short. Engage right away. Release. Right through here. Right through the eyeballs. Bravo. H. Do we get to F? Yeah. That you, yeah, you should be able to go ahead and flip over. So make that a goal of yours to practice getting that falsetto up to at least that F. All right? Excellent. Here is now, let's do this. Let's talk about this first. I wanted to do that, but I didn't do that. I'll do that later. I'm so excited. I forgot all my fun stuff. Good. Balanced tone. You have to have a balanced tone. There is this thing in art called chiaroscuro. Chiaroscuro. Do you know what that is? Anybody know? Anybody art? It is the contrast between light and dark. Because our voices will be light, pop, and then there are times when it will need to be dark. Gospel. And sometimes we need a mixture of both. Chiaroscuro. Okay, it's from art. It's from art. It's the contrast of light and dark. So we're going to do that right now with that ooh that we started with. We're going to go back and forth between the darkest vowel, which is ooh, and the brightest vowel, which is what? Do you know? E. E is the brightest vowel. So we're going to start up at high A flat major, so high E flat. Wee-oh, 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 wee. Wee-oh, 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 wee. Oh, I said ooh. Wee-oh, 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 wee. And here's the pattern. I'm going to do it down the octave. Wee oh wee oh wee oh wee oh wee. You're going to do it up here. Let's try it. Good open. One, two, and. And down. Right now, mama ain't buying what you're selling. Here we go. Mature. Round, round. We are. One, two, and.
We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Take this way.
We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Gorgeous.
We are, we are, we are, we are, we are.
Yes.
We are, we are, we are, we are, we
are. All the way back there. Let's go to, I'm going to go a little bit out of order. Let's go to F major, please. Here's the C at the top. Okay, sing an E vowel for me. Two, three. Men. Men are here. Okay. Sing it like this. Through your eyes. Two, three. That natural vibration of the voice, which for some of us doesn't come until much later, but when all of this is working correctly, it should be a natural occurrence. Do you hear it? I have to put tension on my chords to get rid of it. Which I can do in a healthy way. That's how we sing jazz. However, is natural and actually what you are looking for most of the time. So just think about that. Let that voice be free from that breath. Okay, let's hear that E again. Two, open. Yes. Good. I want you to sing it like this for me. If I do this to you, sing E like that. Two, three. Yes, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. Now, put your hand here, get ready. You're gonna snap and sing it. Two, three. Don't lose this, don't lose this. E. E, two, and. Do it again. What did you do when you snapped? Did you notice anything? How did that make you sing? How did that make you feel when you sang? Yes, love.
I'm going to start with more power than
glottal. More power, okay. This is a glottal attack. We use that sometimes, but we shouldn't all the time. That should be a technique, not a permanent skill. Did I say that wrong? That should be a skill that we, a tool that we use. It should not be your technique. Here's how you should sing that E. Open your throat, move the air, and sing that E. Slice it with me. One, Oh, slice it. Two, three. Beautiful. Focus right here. There. Now we're going to sing this pattern. Just 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. On E, E, ah, ah, ah. And I'll explain why in a second. Let's slice that a few times. One, two, prepare. Nope. I saw you breathe. I want you to open. One, two, open. It's the hardest to unify, and it's the hardest to place properly. So we're starting with that E that locks in our forward placement right here in the mask, or the zygomatic arch. We call this area here, where our eyeballs are. That's where we want our sound coming from, not from here. So we get it placed right in the right spot, and then you want to keep that ah in that same place. It's really tricky. Ah will have a tendency, if we're amateurs, to let it fall back into the throat. And we want to keep that propelled, placed in a forward spot. Here we are. Now that we're familiar with the exercise, I want you to think about that concept. We open, we slice a balanced entrance, and then we keep our placement with that so that it can ring and pierce through the universe. One, two, open. You got more than that. Show choir is a genre, okay? Singing is not. We are not show choir singers. We're singers. And we have to know how to do it properly. We have to know how to sing art songs. We should know how to sing an aria. Then, and only then, can we go, all right, I can sing jazz. I can sing pop. I can sing rock. We have to, because show choir is such an infant in musical history. It's an infant. It has no power. We have to give it integrity. That's our job. We have to give it integrity. This isn't, we're just not up here la-la singing and dancing. Choreographers don't listen. Show choir is 95% vocals and 5% choreography. Period. And nobody's going to argue with me about it. It is 95% singing and 5% choreography. You learn that choreography, your muscles remember that choreography, it becomes second nature, so that all you think about is singing, because that's what you got to think about. The vocals are number one. In America, when we compete, our vocal score is worth 60%. Everything else is under the 40%. Costumes, transitions, choreo. Vocals are number one. Vocals are number one. You have got to be good singers. We have got to give this integrity. You cannot go out there and sing Michael Jackson only knowing how to sing pop. Because those of us who know what we're talking about will know that you're posers. You aren't singers. You're posers. Okay? You have got to study how to sing. Number one, you got to take private lessons. If you want to be good at anything, you have to study privately. You have to. You have to. You're going to get better in a group like this. But these teachers don't have time to focus on every single one of you and your problems in that day. You have to have a private teacher for that. My daughter's a softball player. She's not a singer. It breaks my heart. We have hitting lessons. We have private pitching lessons. We have a physical trainer. It's great, great. Is she good? And she wants to be the best. So that's what we have to do. That's what she has to do. She doesn't get to go home at 3 o'clock like her friends. She goes to her pitching lesson. And then, on Wednesday nights, she has a hitting lesson from 8 to 9 o'clock. Because that's what she wants to do. If you haven't started, and this is your love, and this is what you want to do, you need to study privately. Singing is number one. We are not show choir singers. We are not glee singers. We are singers. Amen?
Amen.
I'm sorry.
Amen!
We are singers. You have to know how to stand. You have to know how to breathe. You have to know how to sing a focused E. You have to know, and then all those other styles fall into place. You don't learn how to be a rock singer. You don't learn how to be a pop singer. You learn how to be a singer. And then that gives what we are doing to all those hoity-toity musicians out there the hey. We're musicians. We're not lalas. That's what we call them in America. Oh, they're just a lala. I was just a lala. I can't play any other instrument. I can't. All I knew how to do was sing. So I made sure at some point in my life I knew everything about it. I knew everything about it. As much as I could anyway. And I still don't know everything. I study all the time. And different books and this. And there's a lot of different stuff out there. Until you find something that works for you. These are the things that works for me and for my kids. Posture, number one. Breath intake. Open that space. Don't suck in that air. How do you work these muscles? And that takes time and practice. And focused, deep practice, which is what we call it. Deep practice. You're not thinking about anything else. You're not talking to your neighbor. You're not thinking about what you're having for lunch. You are in deep practice. And for whatever time these people have you in their world, and you're working on this show, it should be deep focused practice. Or again, it's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. We are here today for deep practice. I could talk about each of these aspects for hours. And I feel like 2 hours is not enough, but you would die of boredom if I talked any longer about stuff. Let's sing some more. So think about it. We're on number one. We're only on number three. I got five to go. Two to go. Open. Release. Suspend. Engage. Open. You don't want this. This is a trick every now and then. This is what you always want. Open throat, balanced entrance, and a balanced tone. Chiaroscura, the combination of the light and dark, and or the contrast of it. Here's D major. We're going to engage these muscles and work on our flexibility on the triad. Pa 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 pa, one, two, and. Pa 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 pa. I didn't go pa 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 pa. I went pa 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 pa, one, two, and.
Pa 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 pa.
Nice power in your upper register, your mix. All right? We want to make that as strong as possible and then get out of it. Let's do that one siren one more time. 2, 3. Woo! Articulation. I got 5 things and I just have no time to cover them. It's already been an hour. It's 1 o'clock. Holy banana. They're going to take a long way. Okay. So, diction, articulation. I know the 1 o'clockers have to go, yes?
Yes, Anne Green Gables people, please go.
Yes, come say goodbye. Oh, my everything is leaving.
Can I take you out, Mom? Thank you so much for everything. You are
incredible. Oh, my everything.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for being awesome.
I do as well. I'm sorry.
Just so we got to know each other.
I know.
Okay, have a great round, guys.
Thank you.
Okay, articulation. We're gonna get to it with your literature, because I gotta see you some MJ before I end back to the
stage. Quick.
But listen, the audience should be able to read your lips. That's how you should be working here. Or what we talk about is, you're communicating to somebody through a thick pane of glass. They can't hear, so you can't use any sound. All you can do is... Okay. Yeah. They should be able to read your lips. That's how diction... It's gotta be. And there's different diction for different styles. Rock, you gotta focus on the opening consonant. You don't have to worry really about the rest. Pop, same thing. Musical theater, every different consonant. Okay? So it's different for different music. It's different for different styles. Jazz, we don't really, a lot of them. Jazz is conversational. We sing it the way we speak it. So those consonants are different. So you gotta know all of those differences. But diction, we're gonna get to. And then the last is, Facial expression. Whatever kind of show you do, and I know you're getting ready for a big one, your audience should leave changed somehow. That's how I truly feel. Because that's what music is. That's what art is. That's what we are doing. We do this because we feel. I heard love a lot. How this makes us feel. That's why we do this. These folks could stay at home. They don't have to pay money to come and watch you sing. They come here for an experience. I just got all of you, sorry, I have good diction. They come here for an experience, and they should leave it changed somehow. And I always say, for the better. There might be a little girl out there watching who just wants to be you. And after watching you sing, that's all she can't wait to be in K.W. Glee. She can't wait. You changed somebody's life. You have that power. Use it wisely. You gotta communicate with your faces. Because ain't nobody watching your feet except choreography judges, and you don't have to worry about that at concerts. Okay? We ain't watching your feet. We're watching your face. We're watching the joy pour out of you. I gotta sing you some Michael. Let's get to work.
Amen.
So excited. I'm gonna pop up there and get in some people's way, probably. But let me tell you something. First, before we get started, I'm gonna put a little pressure on you. When I was in the 3rd grade, Michael and I were gonna get married. He didn't know. But that was one of my life goals. Michael and I were going to get married. Turns out I was a girl and he would have no interest, but that's okay. Now, I had sunglasses that said Michael Jackson. And then his picture on the other side. I had a purse with the Thriller album on. I had an indoor glove and an outdoor glove. Oh, yes. I could moonwalk like nobody's business, and I did it every time I was in the grocery store, because that's the best place to practice your moonwalk. You have to understand that people like me, and a slightly older, we have a very emotional connection to the man.
Yes, we do.
We have a very emotional connection to the man. You ain't just doing some Michael Jackson song. You are tap dancing on our hearts. You gotta know that. You gotta know that. Michael was bad. Still is a little bit. So when you do this, Michael, you gotta do it with some integrity. Because Michael stood for a lot of things. And the music was more important to Michael. Every little part, every bass part, every drum hit, he knew the volume, he knew every tempo, he knew every little finger, everything. He was a perfectionist when it came to his music and when it came to his performances. No pressure. No pressure.
Let's spread out.